Hello and welcome to this special e-seminar with Tony Robbins as he focuses on ending your financial self-sabotage. This is a free seminar brought to you by Vision Pursuit. And to discover more about Tony Robbins' seminars and products, particularly Wealth Mastery and Unleash the Power Within, simply call Vision Pursuit toll-free on 1-800-244-388. This seminar includes a written process, so before you start listening and to receive your maximum benefit by participating, we recommend you get your own journal and a pen so that you can take notes. Here's Tony Robbins.
The number one thing that keeps people from really having what they want financially is not the lack of a plan. It is not the lack of good advice. It is not the lack of possibility. It's not the lack of intelligence. It's not even the lack of capital. It is this unending process of sabotaging their own financial success. So why do we do this to ourselves? Why is it that right when we start to really make financial progress, we do something stupid, or we stop following through, or we stop practicing the fundamentals we know will lead us to financial abundance? I believe everything we do in our lives, we do for one of two reasons: to either avoid pain or to gain pleasure. If you are sabotaging yourself in any area, and we're going to talk about this again and again, it is simply because you believe at some level of your thinking, subconscious thinking, if not conscious thinking, that this situation that you're getting involved in, the accumulation of additional capital, is going to lead to more pain than pleasure. And again, I know that sounds insane and crazy, but I have to tell you, it's absolutely accurate in any person that I've studied who's been living in financial lack. In addition, many people associate pleasure to having a lack of financial abundance. Because, see, think about it. When people really do well financially and they're around their friends, what happens? Well, I can tell you from experience. When I was really young, I really went for it. 19 years old, had my own company, written up in newspapers and magazines. Wonder Boy, you remember me, right? Ego exploding. Well, sure enough, I was making all this money, about $10,000 a month. I was jazzed. Except, I thought money was going to lead to pleasure. I looked around and saw all the problems in my family, said, hey, if I got money, I can eliminate those, and I got a lot more fun. I can give to my friends, and I'd go back to my friends and want to take them with me on a trip or want to go someplace. And they were uncomfortable. In fact, a lot of them started to judge me. And all of a sudden, some of them treated me harshly, and some of them made excuses. Some of them stopped going out to dinner with me. Some would say, well, you know, I don't have a home like yours. And I said, I don't care. But what began to happen is I began to link that having money didn't mean the pleasure I thought it was going to mean. My brain started linking up having a lot of money means that people reject you. People you care about aren't comfortable with you. All of a sudden, I started feeling like an outcast. All of a sudden, I started feeling all this pain. And sure enough, within a short period of time, my brain, on some level, not consciously, but subconsciously, began to just destroy everything economically. Not showing up for key meetings, right? Treating people harshly, distracting myself through eating food continuously, watching television. All those elements came up to destroy my finances. And so we must remember how our brains work. They don't work logically. They work on what we associate to things. So if we're going to eliminate financial self-sabotage, the answer is very simple. You've heard it over and over again, and again you'll hear it from me. And that is, we must change our neuroassociations about money. That is, we've got to change some of our core beliefs. We've got to make sure that earning money is purely a positive and pleasurable experience for us and not one in our mind that's going to lead to pain. Again, some people think, God, I'll have to pay all these taxes. And they don't have the money and they're worrying about the problem. No wonder they'll never have any. Why are they already considering the negative aspects of having money? The answer, I believe, is that for most people, having an abundance of money is the unknown. In its experience, they've never had before. And people are basically afraid of the unknown. See, they know how it is right now. They understand it. They understand the status quo. And that's fairly comfortable. I mean, you might have a little bit of pain, but the unknown, now that's really scary. So I've found that most people fail to achieve what they want financially or sabotage themselves financially simply because they haven't gotten themselves ready for wealth, financial wealth. They've not conditioned themselves emotionally to have money. They've not developed the kinds of beliefs that would allow them to create an abundance of money and then continually expand that money as well.
This is the end of this link. To continue listening, simply press the next link. Thank you.